You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio. Like the man said, Monday through Friday, 2 to 5 p.m., solid, conservative, and just plain right. Copper is running the board. Good day to you, Miss Copper.
Good day. Happy hump day. How did that happen already?
Happy hump day. That's right. We're there. By the way, that was one of my favorite commercials for a while. The guy, the camel. Remember, he used to walk around the office going, what day is it? What day is it? Hump day. Anyway, okay. I'll try to. All right, let me come back off the dad jokes, and I'll just keep going forward. But, hey, I mean, the news is full, folks. I mean, the news is full. I think, Copper, I think you and I have the best time of day for a radio show because the news is always breaking, like, during our show, yeah. It feels like. Sitting here right now watching, I think General Milley is in trouble. I'm watching a press conference at the Pentagon, and the Pentagon is unable to confirm the allegations against General Milley in the new Bob Woodward book. That's not good when they're away from the denial and now they're saying they're unable to confirm. That's big doings. And then you got other things going on right now. You got stuff like is Governor Ivey going to have some competition? There was a press conference today. I'll talk about that later on. And then also I got some guests coming on that I think you're going to enjoy hearing. We're going to talk to State Senator Arthur Orr because we're looking at the possibility, finally, that there may be some tax breaks coming out of Montgomery. Things that could put money back in your pocket. And Arthur Orr is a budget chairman, and he's one of the ones who's been calling for this, and I'm thankful. So we're going to talk to Arthur Orr, State Senator Orr, at 3 p.m. And then at 4 p.m., we got the Attorney General for the state of Alabama, Steve Marshall, coming on the air. He's going to be talking to us about vaccine mandates and what options that the state of Alabama has to push back because he has declared that he will file suit as needed. So listen, it's going to be a full day. It's going to be a full day. And I'm glad, by the way, we have the tax break or tax credit or tax cut thing going on. That discussion needs to happen because right now they're talking about raising taxes in D.C. at exponential levels. And it's appropriate that we have this discussion. And I've been saying, by the way, all week long, it segues right into what I was going to talk about today, that I'm a conservative. And I know my audience right now, by and large, the bulk of you that are listening right now, a bunch of right side ruffians, you guys are conservatives. But one of the things that I think is so important is that we have a means by which we can describe why that is. It's one thing for us to say, I'm a conservative. It's another thing to be able to follow through and explain what that means. And so I've been spending my time in the right side way, my monologue each day, for about 7 minutes unpacking a piece of what it means to be a conservative. And today just so happens that the day that I'm going to be having all these discussions about tax breaks and tax credits and tax cuts is that literally – I'm talking today about fiscal conservatism. So I'm a conservative. I mean, what is that, you know? What? You heard a conservative. What's that, you ask? Well, hold on a little bit. Let me tell you. Yesterday and the day before, I told you that as I'm spending time outlining these tenets of my belief system, the things that I believe, that I adhere to, that I choose to espouse, that I believe are part of what makes me a conservative, my goal is that by the end of this week, you find yourself fired up, that some of you out there who have a true belief that is rooted in your customs and your faith, you know you're a conservative, but if you're like me, sometimes you have to pause and figure out how to express that in a way that makes sense. So how do you describe what you know you believe in a way that puts it right down there where the baby goats can get to it? It's not enough, like I said a moment ago, to just say, I'm a conservative, and then strut off into the sunset like we just won the day. We have to be able to give an adequate explanation. So yesterday and the day before, in my same comments, the My Right Side Way, I talked about conservatism because I believe in limited government, and I talked about conservatism because I believe in the strict construction of our U.S. Constitution. Today, I'm going to unpack what I believe is a conservative position on money, taxation, fiscal policy. When does the government have enough of our money? I mean, it's a fair question. Hey, government, when's enough enough? Well, it depends on who you're talking to. Now, let me caveat this conversation by saying, I understand it does cost money to run even the most basic functions of government. It just does. I get it. It does. Military, education, prisons, law enforcement, roads and bridges, and then to be able to pay the workers who provide those services. All true. But I'm not talking about the basic functions of government. I'm not even talking about every aspect of what some governments do that goes beyond the basics. I'm talking about is the concept that government needs to do everything, really, everything, and therefore must continue to grow, really, more growth in government to be able to provide everything, which means that government needs more money so that it can do everything, which means that government has to tax everything. Now, let me tell you, it's funny to me that I feel this way, given the fact that I had to learn about personal finances the hard way. I mean, when I was a kid, if my birthday card had a $5 bill in it, I was at the store the next morning hunting down the latest comic books and whatever else I did not need because I just wanted to spend the money. My dad would say, man, that son, that money's burning a hole in your pocket. But on the flip side, what's funny too is Charlene and I, our kids are grown and they're already so much better at finances than we were at their age. Both of them have their cars paid off. They're saving for retirement. They're actually working with a plan. And I'll tell you a funny story. I remember when Josh, my son, who's 31 now, when he was three, we were walking through the mall. He was holding my hand. And in his other hand, he had a little pack of Skittles that his mother had given him. And he was just walking along carrying his Skittles. And I kept thinking, when's he going to open those Skittles? Probably because I wanted one. And I looked at him. And finally, at one point, I said, hey, buddy, when are you going to open your Skittles? Don't you want to open those? And he goes, nope. I might need them later. And I remember thinking, this three-year-old is willing to defer gratification. Well, government too often acts like I did when I was young. Money! We got money! Let's find something to spend it on. Or better yet, here's something to spend money on, so give me more of your money so we can spend it. It's that attitude that causes liberals in government and too often even so-called conservatives to use phrases like, they need to pay their fair share. Well, what's fair? Oh, they define fair. We need to tax the rich. Well, who qualifies as rich? Oh, they define rich. We got a surplus. Oh, you mean you collected too much of our tax dollars? We got the biggest budgets ever. Oh, you mean you spent more this year than you did last year? You see, when you realize what they're saying, you break down the code words, you figure out, oh, they just like having more money. I'm a conservative, so I believe the first choice every time should be to live within our current means. I'm a conservative, so I believe that if government has a surplus, they must have taken too much of our money and they should give some of it back in the form of a tax cut. I'm a conservative, so I believe that just because someone in government has a new idea does not mean they should be allowed to upsize government and form new departments and commissions and fill them with employees and infrastructure, thereby increasing more spending. You see, economists of all persuasions, liberal and conservative, they all agree there's a point of diminishing returns. There's a point when the government has collected so much in taxation that the producers in our society just choose to go ahead and scale back their productivity so they can avoid having to pay more taxes. It's actually a thing. It's called the Laffer, L-A-F-F-E-R, the Laffer curve. As taxation increases, so does government revenue, causing the curve to go up. That makes sense. But as it hits that magic point, that point when the taxpayers begin to push back and say, enough! Taxable productivity begins to wane and therefore revenue goes down. I mean, picture it in your head, right? If the government taxes at 0%, the government gets zero revenue. But on the other end, if the government taxes at 100%, well, no one's going to want to work and the government still gets zero. The Laffer curve is the up and down in between those two points. So here's a small example. Right down where the baby goats can get it, right? When I was a kid growing up in South Huntsville, everybody knew the gas was cheaper across the Tennessee River Bridge. We called it Gasoline Alley. There were lines of gas stations on the other side of the bridge. Huntsville back then had the highest municipal gas tax rates of anyone around. It was like 4 or 5 cents cheaper per gallon if you went across the bridge. So Huntsville may have gotten more revenue at some point, but then also at some point, South Huntsville started going across the bridge. And then Huntsville got less revenue. So I'm a conservative, because I believe that government surpluses should only be because of good management, not increased taxation. I'm a conservative, so I believe that good financial standing in government should result in a reward or a tax cut for the individual citizens and businesses who pay the taxes. I believe that because I'm a conservative, that just because government's got it doesn't mean they have to spend it. And I believe that just because you can grow government doesn't mean you should. I'm a conservative, because I recognize that government exists because of the willingness of its citizens to pay into the system for the benefit of government, but that every citizen has their point, that point on the Laffer curve, that point where they leave to go to Gasoline Alley across the bridge, because government didn't know when to stop taking our money and spending it. I'm a conservative, and when it comes to taxation, I believe that enough is enough. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, folks, there you go. That's 3 days in a row. Literally, I'm just saying, limited government, strict construction of the Constitution. And by the way, spend within your means and stop taxing everybody into oblivion. Conservatism. Do you know why you're a conservative? One of those probably got your attention. One of those probably struck a chord with you, and that's when you began to move towards conservatism. Regardless of where you came from, one of those is your thing. And I got more the next day and the next day. All right, folks, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, just plain right. Plenty more where that came from. We'll be right back after this.